to be sane, to be finally sane, to be finally sane, to be finally sane, sane. There she awaited, far and away from the day-to-day debris of stresses undulatory. Someplace she remembered from a dream. A page unwritten, lest that be when she be touched by sleep. The castle keep of fathom deep, wherein no woes reside. No sense be spent of discontent, no fear in unrequited. Someplace where the tours of life were strictly uninvited. Someplace where her voice relied on vision to transcribe this. There she awaited with wild eyes at their whitest, delighting a breathtaking scene. Bedecked in the diamonds of skies on the rise and the high tide of aquamarine. Horizons were some way from bleak, and indeed the sun burned ever brightly as it turned the other cheek. Meanwhile the moon dressed in silver flecked tunic and dressed of elusive mystique, conducive with lunar themed dreams, conducive with lunar themed dreams.
To be finally sane.
There she awaited, refusing to speak, but the words upon her tongue were spun of blooming romantic. Something unspoken for eons and sweet, to talk of such alone would have felt cheap. Thus she patiently bided her time in reliance of faith that equated the science of sleep as treasured reminders the groundwater seeps, enriching the harvest beneath her bare feet. Floorboards creak to break sweetly the silence, persuading the maiden to peeking behind her.
To be finally sane.
There she awaited, a fate some way kinder than the destiny detestably denied her as a child. The one that flashed before her eyes for every single time she smiled. The one that flashed before her eyes for every single time she smiled. Running wild and free had always been her favourite theme. Alas, her wound and passion pleased to bow and trees to rest no breeze. Blackened leaves dormant as she fashioned streams of tears. Long captured in the sediment of very many years. Very many years. There she awaited, one kiss bled of truth, the headymost berries of reddest vermouth, the fairy of calm, it's the notion of balm, devotedly charmed to her course. Pausing to marvel, remarkable view, the maiden felt swayed by the daisies in ever harmonious partnering bloom, ever harmonious partnering bloom. Her heart was a masterpiece, such flushed her steep and darker beast. The colour of her lips attested shade of vision, double-breasted, blessed the provisions of her love bereft of ending, the destined friend she never left behind. There she awaited, orchestrated space and time, invigorated braid of twiners. Hear the wake of dreams combined. Hear the wake of dreams combined. Hear the wake of dreams combined. The palace of her mind had pandered not to redesign, for every detail dressed reflection, none impressed of misdirection. The crest of a wave, blessed of effortless spray, every dreamscape foreseen in its reconvening way. There she awaited, this one wave unbroken, her daisy chain framed reclaimed with eons unspoken. Her soul was ablaze and her heart cage wide open, the wings of a butterfly freed from their chain, freed from their chain, freed from their chain. To be seen through the very same eyes was a prize that delighted the Kool-Aid of luminous veins. Delighted the Kool-Aid of luminous veins. delighted the Kool-Aid of luminous banks. To be seen, to be finally seen, to feel finally free and reliably breathed in the kindliest breeze. Back to striking us in days.
To be finally seen.
In the treetop she perched amidst rise of the leaves. The herald of winter twirled fervently keen beneath her bare feet as she further relieved every teardrop released from her nurturing heat. And indeed she was forevermore seen.
No more to be a vice.
There she awaited no more.
Everything you've experienced will remain in you.
But the maiden now felt ceaselessly adored.
It's